The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, January 24, 5000 block of Canoe Pass Way. A business reported the shoplifting of cosmetics by two teen females. The complainant followed the suspects and directed police to their location where they were detained and arrested for theft. The products valued at $212 were recovered and returned to the store. The suspects were warned and released, without charges, to the custody of their parents. January 24, 4900 block of 1A Avenue. Complainant reported that someone had fraudulently booked a hotel in Ontario using the complainant's credit card. The bank was contacted, the complainant's credit card cancelled and the charge of $200 reversed. A file number provided as requested by the bank. January 24, 1700 block of Starling Drive. Complainant reported they had received information that a package had been delivered to their apartment building, but when they went to retrieve the package, it was gone. The package contained Lululemon clothing valued at $177. A similar incident in the building was reported the previous week. Building management company to provide surveillance video in an attempt to identify the suspect. January 25, 5300 block of 8A Avenue. Report received from complainant that a neighbor had advised the complainant that their surveillance video revealed a group of youth taking packages from both residences and fleeing the area. The youth have been identified upon examination of the video. The incident still under investigation. January 26, 1900 block of 56th Street. Complainant reported the theft, sometime over the past several days, of the catalytic converter from their truck parked in the parking lot. Video surveillance in the area, but due to the late report, the footage of the video has been erased. Approximate replacement value of the catalytic converter is $1,500. January 29, 4900 block of Canoe Pass Way. A business reported a female concealed cosmetics, left the store without paying and was traveling west on Fisherman Way. Police attended and located a teenage female consistent with the description. The suspect was arrested for theft under $5,000. The stolen items were recovered and returned to the store. The female released without charges to her mother with police advising both parties of the consequences of any further offenses. Ladner. January 24, 3600 block of Arthur Drive. Complainant reported the theft of a white, tailor-made burner golf club set and $15 in change from their vehicle parked at their residence. No surveillance video, witnesses, or time frame for the offense. The complainant advised to keep vehicles locked in the future. January 24, 5600 block of 52nd Avenue. Complainant reported they provided their credit card information and personal details to an online company with the intention of purchasing a new cryptocurrency. The following day, they discovered $310 had been withdrawn from their Visa account by a company in the UK. The fraudulent transaction was reported to the UK police and the bank who locked the account. Complainant provided with a file number and a safety plan for future prevention of fraud was discussed. January 29, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Way. Report received from complainant that they received an email from someone they believed to be the CRA. The complainant accessed the embedded link and provided their address, banking information, and SIN number. Once the complainant had discovered the situation was fraudulent, they contacted the bank and their account was frozen. No money lost. Complainant provided information to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre, TransUnion, and Equifax. January 29, 5600 block of Ladner Trunk Road. Complainant reported two locked bicycles stolen from their carport sometime in the evening. Both bikes appeared to have had the locks removed with bolt cutters. One bicycle is a bright blue Rocky Mountain 10-speed and the other is a black CCM 10-speed with a total value of $500. No surveillance video available. Theft prevention strategies discussed with the complainant.